Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. My name is Jason Logan. I will be your guide for the next 10 minutes of NFL handicapping as we pick through the Week 12 odds and give you our best bets for the games ahead. Joining me, as always, is that handsome fella right there, pro gambler and one of the top betting analysts in the biz, Todd Furman. Todd, I know Thanksgiving is next week, but I'm going to give thanks to you right now. You had a great week of pod picks. Of course, the big Colby Parkinson plus 900 touchdown winner. That was nice. It also distracted from an absolute shit show for me. I believe I went goose egg. So thank you, Todd, for pulling eyes away from me and holding us down here on the Sharp 600.
You know what, J-Lo? You win as a team and lose as a team. There were plenty of weeks last year where I didn't do my fair share and dragged the ship down. So look, we go through this journey, an 18-week grind before we get to the postseason. So it's nice sometimes you get those long shots to come home. And Thanks to our friends at Bet365 for offering the best rushing prop in market on Breece Hall, under 58.5. He finishes with 58. And I think at 97% of other sports books across the industry, that would have been a loser on Thursday night as well.
Got to get the best of the number.
Always.
That is for sure. We've had a lot of bets actually coming in like just a yard under, just a yard over. Nice to be on the other side of those. So,
for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's what it takes. You got to shop around. And, I know Bet365 is the proud presenting sponsor, but I'm not going to disparage any of the other books that we work with here at Covers. Find the best of the number. Don't make this job harder than it already is.
100% over the course of 18 weeks. That stuff adds up. And before we get going, we ask that if you like what we're doing here, if you hit that Colby Parkinson touchdown anytime winner that Todd gave out, let us know about it. Rate and review the podcast on whatever platform, Apple, Spotify, whatever it is you choose to listen to us in. If you got a second to give us a review, that would be fantastic. If you're watching on the Covers YouTube channel, I did shower and shave for you today. So the least you could do is give us a nice thumbs up, maybe toss a comment, your bets for this.
Wait a second. That's a shave. What'd you use? A clip three over there?
What do we got going on here? It's a two. This is about as clean. When my wife stops kissing me, then I know it's time to shave. I had a little Andy Reid happening down here. So, So like and subscribe on that Covers YouTube channel. Get some good content. Get some more of my my beautiful face as well. All right, Mick, let's drop the bass. NFL Week 12. We're all familiar with the old marry, fuck, kill game. If you've been to any sleepovers, Todd, I know you love your sleepovers. But we're going to put a sports
bet. I can't stay up past 9:30 at night. I would be much funner to sleep over with anybody these days.
As I said, anytime you want to come to Canada, there's a bet here waiting for you. But we're going to put betting spin on this one. We're going to say bet, lean, fade. I'm going to throw out some futures markets, some predicaments here. I'm going to give you three options. I want you to bet, lean, or fade these teams. So bet, lean, fade. These teams will miss the NFL playoffs. Houston, Kansas City, and the Baltimore Ravens.
So it's all about price. This is a gambling show after all. So I am going to bet the Houston Texans at their current number. I know they have their hands full on Thursday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills, but if they're able to pull off the upset there, that number is going to drop considerably, and CJ Stroud waiting in the wings to return to action. I'm going to lean the Ravens. I know it's a little bit expensive, but I think they find themselves in the postseason, potentially as division winners in the NFC or AFC North. And I'm going to fade the Kansas City Chiefs just because I think the market is giving them a little bit too much credit. I think they get in, but I'm not willing to lay that price tag of minus $2.
Yeah, 55% shot, I think, of making the playoffs according to the advanced numbers. But yeah, definitely not price like it. Next one, bet, lean, fave, player to win MVP. We're going Matt Stafford, Josh Allen, and Drake May.
I'm going to bet Matthew Stafford. I think if he is able to lead the Rams to the top overall spot, not just in the NFC, but even if they win the NFC West, it becomes a lifetime achievement award. Credit to him with the win against the Seahawks last weekend. For the first time in his career, J-Lo, he has a winning record as an NFL starting quarterback. Put that in perspective to Lions futility. I am going to lean Josh Allen, and people are going to go, why? Does he have a path? He puts together another game like we saw against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Suddenly, he's very much in the thick of things at a ridiculous price, and I'm going to fade Drake May. I know his stats are good. I just worry about him being a sophomore quarterback, a soft schedule, and voters looking to go in a different direction.
Sure. All right, bet, lean, fade. Team to win a playoff game. We have the Chicago Bears, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can I fade all three? I mean, am I allowed to do that in this particular exercise? When I look at it, if I'm going to bet a team to win a playoff game, I'll take the Bears. I think that offense can be dynamic. I'm not sure they get into the playoffs, but I do think they could pose a little bit of a threat to their opposition if they get healthier on the defensive side. I am going to lean the Jacksonville Jaguars, although, again, not sure if they're going to get into the postseason either. But their ability to stop the run and run the football with the right matchup sets a nice combination. And I, of course, am going to fade the Pittsburgh Steelers, because if I've learned one thing since marrying into a Pittsburgh Steelers family, it's that this franchise loves to go 9-8, be as mediocre as can be, and lose a playoff game by 100 points in Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, to the Houston Texans, so... All right, team to win the NFC North, the Lions, the Bears, or the Packers, bet lean fade.
I am going to bet the Detroit Lions to win the division. I think they're the most complete team on both sides of the football. I am going to lean the Chicago Bears, despite the grueling schedule upcoming, just because I think the price is a little bit intriguing.
It is.
And I'm going to fade the Green Bay Packers. I have major reservations about how this team continues to look offensively without their linchpin in Tucker Kraft and Emmanuel Wilson. I know running backs are a dime a dozen. Still a drop-off for what the Packers want to do with Josh Jacobs as their battering ram.
Plus 400 for the Bears. I believe, is where that price was at Bet365 to win that division. To finish with a winning record, Carolina, Miami, or Dallas?
What a list of ugly dumplings, but credit to a couple of these teams for the seasons they've put together and for the Dolphins that look to be on life support. I'm going to bet the Panthers. I know their schedule doesn't do them any favors, but more on them a little bit later when we get to some best bets. I'm going to lean the Cowboys. A couple of manageable games coming up, but it won't be easy, knocking off the Eagles and Chiefs as short home underdogs over the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to fade the Dolphins. I just can't buy into Mike McDaniel and some of these curious fourth down decisions. They're up one week, down the next. Fade the Fins.
I didn't know if he was going to have a flight home from Spain if they had blown that game in overtime. Final one here. Lead the league in passing yards. Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert.
I am betting Patrick Mahomes, because I think he has to put this Chiefs team on his back if they're going to get things across the finish line. I lean Dak Prescott, arguably the best 1-2 punch at wide receiver in George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb if they stay out of casinos at 7:30 in the morning. And I'm going to fade Justin Herbert coming out of the bye. I think with the return of Omarion Hampton paired with Kamani Vidal in the backfield, the Chargers are going to lean into the ground game and not put so much on Herbert's plate down the stretch.
All right, good stuff. I know you can appreciate a 7:30 a.m. Craps table. Thursday night football, we see the Buffalo Bills heading to Texas to play the Houston Texans. Todd, what do you like in this Thursday night game?
Well, it's been wild, J-Lo, watching the line movement on this game. We saw the Buffalo Bills take a wave on Monday morning. Then there's talk that C.J. Stroud returned to practice. Beat writers say there's no chance he's playing. 4 comes back to 6, and we see the total get bet under as well. Lost the bet stub it on the full game total at 44.5 down to 43.5. So I think we can reverse engineer a first half under at 21.5. Look, this Texans defense is the real deal. The offense lacks punch. And if you can't run the football against the Bills, good luck trying to move it under the total in the first half at 21.5.
All right, good stuff. I'm actually going to go with an over. I'm going over 42.5 receiving yards from Khalil Shakir. Shakir was absent for the first 2 days of practice this week, but not an injury thing. He had a good reason. He just had a baby. So, of course, if you know sports betting, that means he's going to have a massive game. We've seen this in golf all the time, right? But he is coming off the worst game of his career. 1 catch, 3 targets, minus 3 yards versus Tampa. He went into that game with a bum ankle, and he is one of Josh Allen's. He is the top target for Josh Allen right now. So I'm buying back low here. He's been the Bills' best wide receiver versus zone schemes, which Houston runs at a top 5 rate. Projections for him range from 49 to 60 yards, the bulk of those north of 50. So I like him to have over 42.5 receiving yards, minus 110 at Bet365. All right, time for some anytime touchdown bets. Odds, of course, provided by our friends at Bet365. Todd, do the honors. You tee off.
You know, I had a trio of guys that I pared my list down to this week, ruled 2 of them out. 1, I ruled out Luke Musgrave at a price tag north of 4-1, given Matt LaFleur's comments and the way we've seen the Vikings struggle to defend tight ends. Looked at A.J. Brown at a modest plus 150, but ultimately settled on a member of the New Orleans Saints. No, it's not your beloved Juwan Johnson, but it's Chris Olave, their number one receiver, at a price tag of plus 220. Yes, the Falcons have a top cover corner in A.J. Terrell, but they really struggled to slow down Tet McMillan last week. And I think having that bye week to prepare, they're going to scheme some things up, look for a deep ball or two. Chris Olave finds Pater in a divisional matchup, plus 220.
All right, I like that one. I'm going with the Baltimore tight end. No, the other Baltimore tight end. I'm going with Isaiah Likely here. He's gradually been putting in more work as he's returned at the end of September, and that means putting in more work as in his role as a receiver too. He was targeted just a total of 5 times in the first 4 games. He's drawn 12 targets over the last 3 games. He's a big target in the red zone. He's scored 13 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons, but he's yet to find the end zone in 2025. The Jets are just the remedy to break that drought, giving up 7 scores to the tight end position this season. Likely will strike Lee at +300. Touchdown anytime. It's time to run that 2-minute drill. Odds, of course, provided by Bet365. I'll start us off here, Todd. I'm going with Kenneth Walker over 56.5 rushing yards, -110 at Bet365. Let's play the Seahawks shell game of running back, shall we? Is it Walker? Is it Charbonnet? It could be both against this Titans team. This is a big spread. Seattle, a 2-touchdown fave in Nashville. That sets up a positive running game script, taking on a Titans defense at the bottom of most run stop metrics. And Walker coming off a huge game against the Rams, 111 total yards, 67 of those yards on the ground from 16 carries. It did not go ignored by head coach Mike McDonald. He told reporters, "I think Ken's showing us that he's earning more opportunities to get the ball. Most projections for Walker sit north of 60 yards with a ceiling of 70. I like him over 56.5 against the Titans."
You got to love a little bit of coach speak, and that's the same quote I read as well. I think that number continues to climb. I'm going to go back to a derivative total. Look, team totals haven't been good for me this season, so we're kicking them to the curb, but we're going to go with another first half under, this time on the Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay plays so slow. J.J. McCarthy's still figuring it out, slow to process, match it up against a tough defense. Maybe we get a little weather thrown in there. Under 20.5 for me between the Packers and Vikings.
All right, Todd, I'm heading to your neck of the woods, and I'm going with Brock Bowers, over 63.5 receiving yards, -110. Bowers put in a good game against my Cowboys on Monday night. Targeted 12 times, 7 catches, 72 yards. He was slowed at the start of the year. He was battling through injuries. However, he's finally healthy and quickly becoming Geno Smith's favorite guy out there. And speaking of Geno, he goes from facing zone-heavy schemes of the Cowboys to the most man-centric secondary from the Cleveland Browns. And Smith's career splits between man and zone are legendary among fantasy and prop players out there. So Bowers' projections top out around 72 yards. Most models on the other side of this total. I like him to have another big day, over 63.5 receiving yards.
Carolina Panthers +7. The 49ers are up. The 49ers are down. The 49ers still can't defend. We saw what Jacoby Brissett did from a negative game state. I think Bryce Young carries some of that momentum forward. The Panthers will provide a balanced attack. They'll do enough defensively to hang around. Give me the upstart fighting Dave Canales +7 in the Bay Area on Monday Night Football.
All right. I was looking at Bryce Young interception is like +105 if he throws the ball as much as he did last week.
I mean, can the 49ers put a defensive back anywhere in his general vicinity? Because after watching Arizona, it looked like they had 2 guys in the secondary trying to cover 4 receivers.
Yeah, that was a busy passing day for them as well, too. Who knew? Jacoby Brissett and Bryce Young, your 2 rocket launchers in week 11, right?
What a bad beat. If you had Bryce Young to be the top passer on the day, and 3 hours later after he throws for 448, Jacoby Brissett beats him by a grand total of 4 total yards.
That's it. That's why we do this thing. Wild stuff. All right, that is the end of the latest 600 seconds for NFL Week 12. A big thanks to Mick for holding this down once again. Thanks to Todd. Thanks to the folks at Bet365 for all the odds. And a big thanks to you for joining us once again. Just a reminder, rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast on the platform of choice. And like and subscribe that YouTube channel if you want to continue to see my well-coiffed face. Todd, Thanksgiving next week. It's a rarity. It's 3 games that everyone and their dog is betting. How does this day differ from the bookie perspective, and how should bettors approach Thanksgiving differently?
Well, this year it feels like we have a true gift. I mean, we're going to have 2 absolute gems in the early game and the one in the middle of the day between the Cowboys and Chiefs. Mm-hmm. The nightcap, of course, loses some luster since we'll most likely get Joe Flacco, but maybe there's a chance that Joe Burrow returns to action. These are the kind of games, and throughout the Thanksgiving weekend here in the States, both in pro and college, that you get a lot more public money to enter the market than you do seemingly any other week during the year. Mm-hmm. So the public will have its say. If you're looking to try and kind of fade that overall general sentiment, sometimes it can behoove you to wait a little bit longer than you normally would. But as always, if your number avails itself, don't hesitate to jump right in. But if you're waiting for a better price, there's always a chance you give yourself another hour. It may pop up on the odds board closer to kickoff.
Mm-hmm. And those 3 games just beg to be parlayed as well, too. So people love to tie all
Don't be that guy, J-Lo. Don't be that guy.
No. I always say that, but I end up being that guy. I'll be that guy next Wednesday when we're back as well, too, for the Week 13 podcast. We'll break down all those three games. And there's a Friday game as well, that Black Friday game. We're going to dive into all of those and give you a great menu of betting options there for Thanksgiving. And until then, best of luck with your bets.